Walker?
He hasn't come on yet.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Hey, what time is the services start at the temple on Saturday?
I'm sorry, what?
Are they going to have something at the temple on Saturday?
Well, there'll be the Saturday morning service and Torah study.
Okay.
And then we have an appointment with Rabbi after. So he should be there.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Where should he be?
Excuse me.
I heard the last phrase I heard was he should be there.
The rabbi's in this weekend. She was asking about services, and Saturday morning we have the service, and then we have Torah study after.
Understood.
And of course, it's Friday night, too.
So let us begin with the same verse from yesterday, unless you feel we should go on. So we're at verse 2.
I think we could go on, you know.
Malki, do you agree?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay, anybody else? So we're in verse 294 from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashah Lech Lecha. And we'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte, Bid Hilu Urchimu Ud Hilu Ud Hilu Urchimu. Liakta, L'shem Yud He Bavad He. V'chol Yisrael. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu. Ishkinte bit hilu urchimu ud hilu ud hilu urchimu liachta l'shem yud he bovav he. K'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'asot Torah mitzvah. V'ayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adeinu k'nonei aleinu ma'asei adeinu k'nonei. Ematai itkalei leya b'yayit kalya Shemalakei la'ei kad yahiv leya Perit kayama kadisha iti v'yadaber Ito elokin le'mor elokin Shemadekutcha barich v'lakitiv Bamachaze Shema Beit Galiayo. The translation. He asks, when did he openly reveal himself to him in front of the angels of above? And he responds, at the time when he gave him the sign of the Holy Covenant, as it is written, and Elohim talked with him, saying, Elohim is a holy name. It is not written in a vision, but Elohim, which is a revealed name. My commentary, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Why was a name of judgment used at this first revelation to Avraham? Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, if he didn't want the angels to understand what he was saying, maybe that's the reason he chose the name Elohim, having to do
with... The angels know
with,
Elohim.
Well, I know, but if it's tied to judgment, it would make the angels think that possibly Hashem was judging.
Well, remember The word Elohim refers to the angelic ministers as well.
Right.
There's mighty leaders of the heavenly nations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And other gods, too. Little gods, I should say. Little G gods.
Yes. Correct. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you think about why would the... If it was a frame of judgment... So are we saying that Hashem appeared to Abraham after his circumcision on Rosh Hashanah? Was he circumcised on Rosh Hashanah? I didn't ever heard that. I never read that in the Midrash. When do you think Abraham was circumcised? What time of the year? All of this will enter into your process of answering the question that I've asked. And there is no clearly known answer to that question. Everybody will have their own answer. But your answer is relating to, obviously, to appear in it as a name that has to do with judgment. It has to be a time of judgment. But what was the purpose of that judgment? To reward Abraham? Is judgment based on reward and punishment? We're afraid of judgment because we know we haven't completed our spiritual work. But here you have Abraham, who is approaching the completion of his spiritual work. And that completion is the moment of the binding. But he has to have Isaac to be born in order to have the binding. And in order for Isaac to be born, Abraham has to be circumcised. So the whole period of Isaac's life is a period of judgment. From his conception, starting with the circumcision of Abraham. But this is the analysis that people have to go through and think through and pull all these different understandings and all these different facts together as you find and search for a solution.
So basically, the vessel that handles
You said the vessel was expandable?
No, I said Abraham's vessel couldn't handle a higher elevation at that time.
Well, look, if you visualize the tree of life, Elohim is at the name of Bina. But it's also at the name of Givurah. Is Chesed above Givurah and below Bina? The answer is yes. So now what does that mean? Abraham couldn't handle the name of Hashem, which would be from Chesed. Does that make sense? Isn't love?
Mm-hmm.
Can't even people in a frame of judgment, even people who are angry, will sometimes calm down based on a hug, which is an expression of love.
But I thought Hashem didn't feel that name until Moses came about. Is that correct?
No, that's what we're saying here. Remember, the statement in Exodus is that God never appeared to Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob,
right,
other than in the name of Shaddai. Shaddai is the name of Yesod of Malchut. So Elohim is at the level of Giborah of Malchut. Shaddai is at the level of Yesod of. I'm confusing you, so let me start over. Shaddai is at the level of Yesod of Malchut. But within Yesod of Malchut, you have five Chasadim and five Giborot. So you have the name Elohim associated with Giborah of Malchut of Yesod. But you also have the name Hashem of Malchut of Yesod, which is higher than Elohim. The thought is a good one, Malka. You just didn't pull one different aspect together.
Right. I'm not real familiar with the name of Hashem, the names, the 72 names, as to how they fit in the Sefri wrote. So I need to study that more so I can understand this.
The 72 names have to do with Malchut. It has to do with manifesting control over the physical world, over the Malchut. But the name Hashem, the name Elohim, these are names that we know that Hashem deals with the level of loving kindness of Chesed, and Elohim deals with the level of Giborah.
Okay.
But they're all, you know, though that's true in every level of consciousness. But we're not going to answer the question tonight. It's a question that each person would have to answer it as they grow into levels. But the important part of this pasuk is, it's not written in the phrase in a vision. There was a direct communication between Abraham and Hashem. Whereas when he spoke to him from the level of Shaddai, it was not in direct communication. It was in a vision, which is a lower level of communication. But the circumcision itself is a quote-unquote reward for Abraham for having passed all of his tests except for the binding. And he needs Isaac to be born and to grow up before that can happen. Let's go on to verse 295, because that finishes out the section, I think. Le'emor, ma le'emor, le'emor, ulach raza, v'kol ashon dela tehe, ve'it kasya la'ab li'ishna. Achara Krishna Dekola Mishtayan Badayak Lai Lame Mardalada Vilayak Lai Lakatriga Ume Mar Pitra Vialda Viada Bear Ito Elohim Lay More Elohim Willow Mahaze Begin Bahawa May I Abiriat Kayama Kadisha Bakare Vleya Legabeya. The translation. It's not the end. There's a couple more verses. The translation. And he asks, what is saying? And he replies, saying means to announce and declare in all the languages, which the Holy One, blessed be he, spoke with Abraham, so that he was no longer concealed from the angels. He did not speak in any other language, referring to Aramaic, but in a language that all use, so that we were able to talk to each other, and no one would be able to blame or have any pretext. Therefore, and Elohim talked with him, saying, Elohim, and not a vision, as he has brought him to the Holy Covenant, close to him. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Does this mean that all communication between Hashem and mankind is through an internal vision, or does Hashem appear to some men directly in the illusion of a physical form? When the Torah says Hashem appeared to Moshe face to face, what is the meaning of face to face? Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, I think it's in some form of energy, because I think the Torah says that no one has seen the Hashem's face or the Almighty's face, because Moses only saw that.
Elsewhere it says that Moshe saw him face to face. No, it doesn't say he sees him. It says that Hashem spoke to Moshe face to face. It doesn't say he saw to him. He spoke to him.
Right.
Speaking is the level of malchut in the frame of the head, in the frame of the intellect. Vision,
right,
we would think would be a higher level, because the eyes are higher than the mouth in the head.
So I think it was kind of like a hologram.
Okay. I think, Hana, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I think maybe a year or so back, I came to understand face-to-face as meaning a level where you've reached with Hashem as your friend.
I have said that, yes.
Intellect.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. Y'all are both breaking up, so I don't know what you said.
I said, yes, I did say that. And to answer Malka's question about that, Malka, there's a level of being a servant to Hashem. There's a level of being a son or a daughter to Hashem. And in my opinion, there's a level of being a friend to Hashem.
Well, I think what I picked it up was, in the little gray siddur of the Reform, which they're not using anymore, but in service to the many years of us using that siddur, I never noticed it. Just jumped out at me one day where it made a reference to Hashem as my friend. And I don't know, maybe at the time you started teaching it too. I don't know. I don't remember that part. But that was, for me, a personal revelation. You know, I mean, I thought of Hashem as Father and Redeemer and Teacher and, you know, these qualities of personifications, if you want to put them that way. But I don't think I had reached that consciousness of Hashem being your friend. And I think it also came at a time when I think I put so much faith in one of my friends, and it was more, I've learned a lesson from it, let me put it that way, that I'm very careful now. I have lots of friends, and I love them all, but since that revelation of no one taking the place of Hashem, not even your husband, was like coming to see who was the ultimate friend.
Right.
You know, it's the ultimate teacher, it's the ultimate sovereign, it's the ultimate everything when it's Hashem. So no one should take the trust goes to Hashem.
The ultimate level is to be a hafta l'reacha kamocha. Love your friend, love your neighbor as your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Love your neighbor as yourself. So is your neighbor your friend? That's a question. What is the meaning of neighbor? And there are some commentaries that tell us that our neighbor is our Hashem acting as our friend. After all, the same rabbis talk in terms of the month of Sivan being the twins, the Tu'umim, that the twins represent me and Hashem. Those are the twins. Because once I reach the level of righteousness, my neighbor is myself, is Hashem. Hashem and I are mirror images. Obviously, I haven't reached that level, but that's the discussion.
Now, are we talking friend, teacher, father, friend, neighbor? Are we talking an interconscious?
You broke up. Say it again.
When we describe the as a friend, as a neighbor, as a father, as a teacher, the Almighty, are we talking intellect? Are we talking emotional? Are we talking both consciousness?
We're talking levels of consciousness.
Mm-hmm. See, that was the year that the scripture, right around the time of the new year, was, and thy face shall behold your teacher. And you were moving from California to Utah. And I thought maybe you were going to, as my teacher, you might have veered to stop in Lake Charles, you know. But that wasn't what it meant. It was coming to see Hashem face to face as a friend. And that was a revelation. I could see it printed, you know, he's your friend, you know, but it was a revelation of that. And I don't know, I'm very much aware of it every time I meet someone new.
I understand. I have to interrupt just because we're out of time.
Okay.
And, but we will talk about this again.
Okay.
And the 7 o'clock class tonight is a Zohar class, so you all be well. Shalom.
Okay, thank you.
Shalom.